In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Mabel Evelyn Granny Shuck, age 87 of Gravel Switch, died Sunday at her residence. She is survived by 12 children, Kenneth Shuck of Campbellsville, Dick Shuck of Gravel Switch, Jimmy, Joe, and Gary Shuck of Lebanon, Betty Price of Liberty, Patsy Smothers and Wanda Brown, both of Lebanon, Jeanette Slinker of Edmonton, Glenda Cowan, Khaki Ross, and Connie Smock, all of Gravel Switch. 48 grandchildren, 78 great-grandchildren, 25 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Mabel Evelyn Granny Shuck will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Hayesville Cemetery. Mrs. Roxy Nell Jeffries Thompson, age 71, of the new community of Greene County, died Sunday at her residence. She is survived by a daughter and son-in-law, Judy and Donnie Coomer of Greensburg, one son and daughter-in-law, Lester and Marcia Thompson of Greensburg, two grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, two step-grandchildren, two sisters, Cleo Price and Dorothy Pierce, and her husband of Greensburg, one brother, Mitchell Jeffries, and his wife, Alice of Greensburg. Funeral services for Roxy Nell Jeffries Thompson will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Wharf Cemetery. Mr. Leonard Milby, age 81, of Greensburg, died Monday at Jane Todd Crawford Hospital. He is survived by his wife, Leomi Judd Milby, one daughter, Pam Milby Lobb of Greensburg, one son and daughter-in-law of Irvine, two grandchildren, two sisters, Louise Dobson and Patsy Moran, both of Somersville, five brothers, Harold Milby of Lebanon, Edward Toad Milby of Gabe, William Lee Milby of Greensburg, Ari Milby of Hodgenville, Donald Milby of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Leonard Milby will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home in Greensburg, with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home. Mrs. Ernestine Tina Callison of Florida, formerly of Campbellsville, died Thursday in Florida. She is survived by one brother and one sister of Florida. Graveside services for Ernestine Tina Callison will be Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Cane Valley Cemetery in Adair County. There will be no visitation. The Parrot and Ramsey Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. Billy Benham, age 55, of Campbellsville, died Sunday after an illness. He is survived by his wife, Donna Benham, one daughter, Billy Jo Perkins, of Campbellsville, three sons, including locally by Chris Benham of Campbellsville, three sisters of Willisburg, 13 grandchildren. Funeral services for Billy Benham will be Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home in Lebanon, with burial in the Mount Zion Cemetery in Springfield. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Campbell DeWitt Funeral Home. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that donations be made to the family funeral fund. Mr. Victor Allen Wiggins, age 47, of Greensburg, formerly of Oklahoma, died Tuesday at his home. He is survived by his wife, Devona Dell Campbell Wiggins, three sons of Oklahoma and Missouri, one daughter and son-in-law of Georgia, two stepchildren of Indiana, one brother and sister-in-law of Florida, one sister of Oklahoma, his grandmother of Oklahoma, three grandchildren, five step-grandchildren. Funeral arrangements for Victor Allen Wiggins are incomplete and will be announced later by the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home in Greensburg. Rosalind Brewington, age 65, of Greensburg, died Tuesday at Jewish Hospital in Louisville. Funeral arrangements for Rosalind Brewington are incomplete and will be announced later by the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.